The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it! It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. It is the Drex Radio Show. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. And now we're going to take a walk on the other side. That's right. We have the Hollywood Medium back with us, and you can visit her at the hollywoodmedium.com, and her name's Carrie. Good evening, Carrie.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi. So I have a question. Last week was the lunar eclipse, and I was just curious, in your world of when you know, with what you do in your life and the way things work out for you, if those sort of things have any special meaning or is there a special vibe or something that you get? I mean, because if you look back through the ages, a lot of cultures, they were very paranoid of it, they were very freaked out or scared by it, or, you know, or they prayed to it.
Yeah, not for me, since I don't specialize in astrology, but I do have some idea of certain times of the year, like the retrograde, Mercury retrograde, things like that. But Not particularly when I talk to people on the other side. They don't really bring it up.
So none of those sort of things as a medium, what you do is
right.
It's talking to the, you know, getting messages from the deceased
right.
through the individual they're all, as I said, lined up and sold out. So it really is nothing to do with the moon, the stars, the sun aligning. Yeah, not so much.
No, but it could affect your own personal chart, and that's, you know, it's a little more complicated. And I do say it's good to just be aware and know what's going on. People who do astrology know what they're doing, and it's just nice to know a little bit of general stuff about astrology, so it doesn't hurt. You know, it's all good if you kind of just work for your own growth or, you know, moving forward. So I think it's all good. It's all good stuff to know if you do read up on it and everything like that.
All right, Carrie. So we're going to start 808-0810. One person dropped off already. Not everybody can hang on the line for a while. But nonetheless, we're going to try. Everybody that I put on hold, I will get to you eventually, I promise. So go ahead and tell everyone exactly how this works.
So just the caller can just come on and say their first name three times so I can tune into their energy, and then the name of the loved one they could say it once, and a specific question of their loved one. The loved one may or may not answer it directly. It's more my connecting point. And then sometimes, as you know, I often get a lot of numbers, which I just want to get that out of the way. They'll give me numbers. I think it's a further tuning fork for me for these shorter readings. So, I might just see it, and then they'll just kind of talk it out, and then we'll go to the next point with the caller.
That's fine. And so let's point this out. So have a pen and paper ready if you can. If you're not driving, and because she sees colors and she sees numbers. So, you know, if it doesn't mean anything to you now, it may within the next week or something, and you'll say, oh, crap, I forgot to write it down. So here we go. Let's just get started. And, of course, I'm going to say hello and mention your name as a courtesy, but then you go ahead and repeat it three times yourself. That's, as she said, part of the tuning fork. We'll start with Natalie in Concord. You are on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Natalie. And I would like to connect to my grandmother, Jerry.
And Terry with a T?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The question for Terry?
The question is, my children, I wanted to know if she sees them, if she's, just if she's proud of them, and if she's, if she sees them doing baseball and stuff like that, because I feel her energy around when we're doing that.
Okay. Before you finish your question, she said she nodded her head yes, and she gave me the number three, first of all. So you literally have three kids. Is that three? Just the number three first. So I just have to ask you first.
I have two children. Her birthday is the 3rd of April.
Okay. So she points to number three. We're in the month of April, so that makes sense that she would do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's saying yes on that.
Okay.
Were you going to have a third child at one point or thinking about it beyond the two?
I thought about it, yeah.
Okay, so she's nodding that she acknowledges she's around you and hears your thoughts. Does that make sense? Is it softball in particular, or is it, like, I'm seeing a bat and the ball when you were saying, I think baseball you said, right? Is there anything softball related?
A hardball.
Okay.
It's hardball, baseball.
Okay. Well, I don't differentiate. So she sees the child hitting, and then is there the boy.
Yes.
And then something about crackers or Snickers or snacks.
Those three words
she's throwing it at me.
She's talking about my nephew, the third baby. That's baby Raphael. And he said cracker yesterday for the first time as his first word.
So she's validating that she's seeing what's going on, like the entire family. Does that make sense? She just wants you to know she's around.
Oh, yeah.
So don't miss 100%. It. She's around.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much.
You're in good hands. Thank you. Well, that was amazing. Okay, let's go to Marilyn in Mountain View. Marilyn, you're on the Trucks Radio Show on KGO.
Okay, hello, Marilyn, and this question is for Lawrence, my previous life mate from 95 to 2000, but toward the end of his life, he and I were having issues in our relationship, so what I'd really like to know is, did he ever really love me, or if there's any other message that Lawrence has for me?
Now, before you finish your question, he was saying, like, wiping the slate clean. Does that make sense to you? Like the slate is clean, wiping the slate clean. So there's almost like he feels like it's nothing left unsaid. He feels like wipe the slate clean. Does that make sense?
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, it's been 15 years later and I still feel, haunted by some of the things that happened toward the end.
That's what I'm saying, is he's saying wipe the slate clean, like don't focus on the end. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Wipe the slate clean, move forward. He's saying yes.
Oh, okay. But does that mean he ever really loved me? Or?
Yeah, and he's pointing to his heart. Now, I just have to, because I see it two different ways sometimes. Did he have heart issues towards the end? Because if not, then I just say that's his love, his heart. He's putting his hand on his heart. So for me, that's it's one
he
or
had
the other.
Problems from smoking and drinking a lot toward the end. And
he's touching his heart again. So I think he's wanting to say he loves you. And he said he still does. And where he's at, he doesn't look at whatever the bad or whatever. He just keeps wanting to wipe the slate clean from the end, whatever happened at the end. Try not to think about it. It's not important, he's saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess that does make sense then.
Okay, be at peace, Marilyn. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
We are talking to Carrie, the Hollywood Medium. You can check her out at thehollywoodmedium.com. We're going to stay on time, so let's do our break right now, and we'll get back to your calls in just a minute. It is 8:15 on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Could you withstand a $500,000 or more hit to your retirement savings? For many, that can mean the difference between a comfortable retirement and poverty. And yet the odds that you may someday get this hit are uncomfortably high. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That's 7 out of 10 of us. And since neither health insurance nor Medicare will actually pay for most long-term care costs, you're on your own. I'm Ron Owens, telling you about long-term care insurance. Greg O'Donnell and the experts at O'Donnell Financial Group specialize in long-term care insurance as part of their holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg today at 866-496-2300 and see if long-term care insurance is the right fit for you. They can help you design a plan that's reasonable and affordable. Call today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Supportive, empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
It's me, Renee. Our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great. Fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun, to say the locally owned Serta Pro painters are just great. And they don't just do interiors. They do exterior, too. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C. You'll see how professional they are. They'll take pride in transforming your home to your individual needs because painting is personal. Serta Pro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. And they're your neighborhood painter. They're local business owners that are part of our community. Visit them at CertaPro.com or call them at 800-GO-CERTA because painting is personal.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries but not the grocery store pain? You know, the this parking lot is a zoo and I need to be home already pain. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. With short lines and easy parking, you can get in and out fast with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Bounty paper towels are 2 for $3, and Nice Brand veggie chips are 2 for $5.
Well, better luck tomorrow. Yes, I'm talking about our Giants. Yes, it was a beautiful day for opening day and a wonderful opening ceremony. It was just fantastic. It was very special. But nonetheless, we'll get them tomorrow, those damn Rockies. So we have 2 more days until your taxes are due, 27 more days until Mother's Day, and 39 more days. We're getting there. Memorial Day weekend and summer on the way. Okay, we are talking to the Hollywood medium. Carrie is my guest, and she is taking your calls. As people drop off, you can give us a ring at 808-0810. The way this works is she can help you with one question, please, so we can get to as many people as possible. Connect to the other side. So she's a medium. That's what she does, and she's very good at it. And we will go, let me see. I'm trying to go in order here so that I don't have people holding way too long. Susan, thank you for holding. You are on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi, Susan.
Hello. I think we might have lost her there. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, okay. Give us a call back if you can. I hope you can. Audrey in Mill Valley.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You're on.
Audrey Blaker, and I'd like to speak with Bernice Cullen.
You can just say first name. Like, what's your specific question for Bernice?
I just want to know if you're feeling me here on this earthly plane and if you're okay.
I think, are we on speakerphone? I'm getting some feedback, but she's saying yes, she's okay. And then
yes, I want to know if she passed away a couple of years ago, and she's my mom. I want to know if she's okay and she she's feeling me here and
She's saying yes, and then she gives the numbers last 3 to 5 months. Like, she's been especially around you the last 3 to 5 months. So I don't know if you've been going through something or thinking about her a lot more in the last 3 to 5 months. She's been around you in particular the last 3 to 5 months. She says yes. And something about the children. So do you have children yourself? She says something,
yes, something about the children.
Okay. She's around the children. Something about the children. She wants you to talk about that. She wants you to know she's around the children. So.
Oh, huh. Not just children.
The children, So I feel like that's why I was thinking, do you have children? Do you have kids? So she's around the children. She's saying yes. Is there a child that goes to the playground? Does someone take something about the playground? So I don't know if this is a memory or this is like currently, but I'm seeing being shown the playground.
No, but I don't have any children around me currently, but my nephew is in L.A. He just came up about 2 months ago, and, you know, just him, but
I feel like she's talking about a grandchild. Right, she talks about bringing a child to the playground and being around the playground. So it could just be a memory, or if it could be real now, real time now. She's saying yes. I feel like, okay, real time now. So
maybe not. Maybe not real time, because that's just kind of, I don't know.
Or you might, see someone at the playground, but she keeps mentioning a playground. So be open to that. That could be a future thing.
Okay.
Like, you know those those little kiddie playgrounds, and they have a little round thing you can kind of stand on, and they go in around a circle.
Carousel.
I'm seeing carousel type of thing. Like they have at McDonald's sometimes, you know. I'm seeing that kind of a younger children's playground type of thing. She keeps coming around that. So maybe you'll take your nephew somewhere to play. I don't know. So I'm just showing that. She's not moving from that image. She just keeps showing that image.
Wow.
So write that down. Maybe that might be something you'll happen to walk by.
Yeah, a playground. I'll be aware of that because I don't have any children here. I mean, my daughter's 30, that kind of thing. So there's nothing really with children. Just all I could think of.
And then she shows a younger boy and a little boy, and I can't see his face, but he's facing the other direction, and he's kind of got a little boy haircut, a little bowl haircut, straight hair and like brown hair. I don't know if that's your nephew or not, but she's showing a little boy looking at the children playing in the playground. She's getting more specific now.
Thanks very much. Yeah, he's got like this red curly hair all over him. So maybe that's not. Oh, how interesting.
She's just showing an image of a boy looking at. It could be a memory or something, but she keeps showing this image.
Could it possibly be someone that had crossed over?
She's saying no. I feel like it's either a memory or something going forward, because it's one or the other. It's not someone. She's saying no.
All right, keep that in mind, Audrey. Thank you very much. Okay, by the way, so a couple rules here. No last names, all right? Let's not do that. So let's go to Lisa in Petaluma. You're on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hello, Lisa. And I'd like to connect to Ellen.
And your question for Ellen?
I was just wondering if she has anything that generally she'd like to say to me.
Okay. She's coming through. First thing she's showing me is an image of a chicken, like a live chicken, like a white-looking chicken with a little, red, whatever. So do you literally, have a chicken or chickens or something about a chicken? So she shows that chicken, that image. Do you know anything about that? Do you know what she's talking about?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Either you might want to buy a hen, or I don't know. So she just shows chicken, and it's not in the frozen section. It's an actual chicken, white, and
it's a live chicken.
I almost feel like maybe you have one, a hen or something. She's just talking about chicken. Okay, so and she's talking about past, present, and future. So do you believe in past lives? Because she's talking about the past, present, and future. And I feel like past lives, and she's saying yes. And she's saying, did you have a discussion with her about past lives or her being in a past life with you or something? Because if you haven't, I feel like she's acknowledging being in a past life together, another life, the two of you together. I believe so.
Not very clearly maybe, but I do believe we've had many lives together.
Did you discuss that topic with her or this kind of topic with her? Because she feels
I did, yes.
She feels like you're more open than her. Does that make sense? And you taught her a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, now you both know. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Have a good night. All right, we must take a break for the news, and we'll be back. And our guest is Carrie. She's the Hollywood Medium. And again, you can find her at thehollywoodmedium.com. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up. Now, we do have one open line since our last caller dropped off. And the number is 808-0810 to KGO 810.
Attention. This is an investment.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a crowded presidential field. Today, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio announced he is seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2016. Rubio told a crowd in Miami today he's the Republican candidate who can appeal to a new generation. He also took a swipe at the only Democrat in the race.
A leader from yesterday. Began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is also running. Ex-Texas Governor Rick Perry and Jeb Bush also expected to join the race for the GOP nomination. Across the globe, Russia announcing it is lifting a ban on missile sales to Iran. Correspondent Matthew Chan says the decision comes despite objections from the United States and Israel.
The Kremlin says the executive order to lift the ban is with immediate effect. A spokesman for President Putin says that deliveries could begin, quote, at any moment.
The decision comes as negotiations continue between the United States and its Western allies over a deal to lift sanctions against Iran in exchange for Iran's agreement not to develop nuclear weapons. Back here in the Bay Area, vicious new details tonight about the man who allegedly shot his girlfriend in front of their one-year-old daughter and then dumped her body on a San Jose street. We get more now from KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
San Jose police say 25-year-old Drew Butler shot his girlfriend with their child and other people in the car.
He told the other two passengers to get out of the car and hold on to the baby. He takes the victim girlfriend out of the driver's seat and leaves her laying in the middle of the street.
San Jose Police Officer Enrique Garcia Butler was arrested by police in Monterey. This is San Jose's first domestic violence homicide of the year.
We're learning more about that brawl outside Berkeley High School on Friday. Police say they've now arrested three underage boys, one girl, and an 18-year-old Richmond man. Friday afternoon, a series of fights, as many as 20 of them, broke out around the high school and then spilled into downtown Berkeley. Investigators say some of the people involved in those fights were from Oakland and Richmond.
WWE World Heavyweight Championship, the Beast Incarnate.
First it was football, now professional wrestling. Three wrestlers are suing the World Wrestling Entertainment, alleging they suffered brain damage during their performances. A class action lawsuit filed in San Francisco today alleges the WWE didn't treat, discuss, or provide adequate warnings about head injuries. WWE says the suit is without merit. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde worry-free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, worry-free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY in Livermore. 580 westbound, you've got some construction causing minor delays right now between North Livermore Avenue and Portola Avenue. In San Francisco, southbound on Van Ness Avenue at Mission, you've got a three-vehicle bang up there that's on the center divider. Minor delays, really, just something to make room for, please, if you're coming through there. Be aware, construction on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge is going to shut down the four left lanes from 10 o'clock tonight till 6 o'clock in the morning. And they are cranking up construction on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge on 580 eastbound, and it's beginning to cause some delays as well. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. It's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The San Francisco Giants dropped opening day at AT&T Park today, losing to the Colorado Rockies 2-0. The A's beat the Astros in Houston. The Golden State Warriors up big over the Memphis Grizzlies, 68-46 at halftime. And there are reports tonight that 49ers free agent wide receiver Michael Crabtree has signed a contract with the Oakland Raiders. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. There are signs of rain in those weather computers. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
And it's really due to a cold front that is going to come through later on tonight. It might just squeeze out some spotty drizzle, so that's about all we're expecting. The morning will start out on the cool side, low to upper 40s under partly cloudy conditions as the breeze kicks up in the afternoon, low 60s to low 70s.
And from there, a big warm-up beginning on Wednesday, mid-60s to low 80s, beach weather Thursday and Friday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got 55 degrees in Fairfield, 54 in Dublin, 59 in Santa Rosa, 53 in Napa, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And here we are on the 13th. That means we're talking to, yes, my favorite medium, the Hollywood Medium. You can find her at thehollywoodmedium.com. And her name's Carrie, and let's go back to the phones here. And it looks like the lines are mostly full. We have one open line. 808-0810. As folks drop off, then you can try to dial back in. So get your demon dial or fingers ready. Okay, let's go to Ajit from Manteca, who's been waiting for a long time. I do appreciate it, Ajit. Good evening. What is your question? Well, you go ahead and give your...
Say your first name three times,
yep,
please.
Hi, good evening. Ajit. And I'm calling for Anand, my brother.
Is it Anand?
Yes, Anand.
Okay. And what's your question?
He has any message for me.
A message, okay. He says yes, and he's first showing me the computer. Do you, like, work in computers, or are you on the computer all the time or a lot? I keep feeling you're on the computer a lot lately.
Yes. I use the computer a lot.
Like, lately, he said he comes around you and that he's noticing you're on the computer a lot. Okay, so he comes around you. He's seeing what's going on. And then he's showing me an apple. So whenever I see something like this, to me it means like you either just had an apple, you're thinking of having an apple or buying apples or eating healthier. Can you validate that at all? The word he's showing me an apple.
Definitely eating healthier.
Okay, because he's showing me an apple. So I almost feel like you just had an apple or you're going to have an apple or buying apples. Does that make sense? Or thinking about having apples because he's showing me the apple. Red apple. He's saying yes.
No, it's one of his favorite fruits.
Is that his favorite fruit?
Yeah, he loves fruits a lot. So.
Oh, God. Okay, that's interesting. So he's saying yes to that and the red apple. Are you going on did you just go on a long trip or a drive, or are you thinking of going on a long drive or a long, like, commute or drive? He's saying something about a long drive or a long road trip. Is that you? Are you thinking about one, or did you just...
Yes, I just came back from one on Saturday.
Yeah, so he
was
with you.
And,
okay, so he was with you on this long trip or a long drive you've been on. He said he knows what's going on. So he clearly knows he was with you. And something about don't think so much about the future. Are you worried about your future a lot lately? Because he's saying try not to worry too much. It hinders the energy flow. Does that make sense, Ajit?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, he's with you. And I thank you very much for calling, and thank you very much for listening. We are talking to Carrie, the Hollywood Medium. You can find her at thehollywoodmedium.com. Let's go to Leslie in Walnut. You're on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, the name is Leslie, and I'd like to know if my mom's around.
First name for your mom?
Barbara.
Okay. Barbara says she shows me a pool. Do you go swimming, or have a pool, or have you been thinking about going swimming?
No.
She shows me a pool.
I'd like to have one.
No, she shows me a pool, and, like, it's not the ocean, it's the pool. So maybe you'll, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you were saying about the pool.
Maybe you'll go somewhere and you'll you know, be going swimming, because she shows me literally a swimming pool for some reason. So it almost feels like you have one. You know, he's showing me the swimming pool. She's saying yes about the swimming pool.
Okay.
Maybe something about that. Maybe there was a memory, because she keeps showing me the swimming pool.
I always was very fond of water as a kid. So, and she had a fear of it because she got pushed in as a child, had to learn how to swim. So I'm not sure if that's the correlation or not.
Okay, because it's either now or a memory. So she says yes when you said pushed in. Did she talk about that story a lot to you about being pushed into a swimming pool?
When I was much younger, because I made her nervous because I had no fear of water. I literally almost drowned a couple times, but never was.
She talks about that time frame when she used to bring that story up to you at that age. She said that was a good learning tool for you to learn to be fearless. Is that true? Like, from that point on, you were really fearless, correct, as a child?
I think so.
A life lesson, that moment of time, however old you were, she wants to point out that swimming pool incident and mentioning it to you. And that was a life lesson for you to reverse it and do the opposite, you know, to be more fearless than her. Does that make any sense?
Okay.
More fearless.
More fearless than she was.
Yes.
Okay.
She's saying you're more fearless than her. Can you validate that? Is that true?
You know, I thought she was pretty amazing, so it's hard for me to know for sure.
All right. Well, we won't argue with your mom, but she's saying you're amazing and that you're more fearless than her. So I feel like she's a humble person is what I'm feeling like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think she's pretty down to earth. People really, really liked her.
And then before you go, the number 8, so the last 8 months, she has been around you, and specifically, have you been going through something for the last 8 months or 8 months ago?
Yes, very, very concerned about job and work and things that have happened.
So she comes around you, and she says that the next 3 months, be open. Open up your energy to the next 3 months. I feel like you want to do more in the next 3 months, right? Get more resolution. So she goes, she's around you between now and the next 3 months. So be open to the signs and the birds, she said. The birds she sends, she's sending you. So you've seen that already, the birds?
Birds? Is she the origin of the little bit of smoke I've been smelling from time to time for a week or two?
She says, olfactory, but she's saying the birds. So be open to seeing the birds if you haven't seen them yet.
Okay. But anyone in particular?
Just anything that catches your attention. She says she's been trying with the birds, and she's been trying with the electricity. Like, you know, when your lights flicker a little bit, be open to that. That's her. So she's around.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's powerful. Isn't that true, Carrie? I mean, when someone can actually alter the lights.
Way to go.
Yeah. I mean, that spirit, you and I have talked about that because I have this light bulb thing, and it's an energy thing.
Where it blows up the light bulb. Yeah.
Yes. You literally. Yes.
It does.
That means that they're there.
Have you had a lot of light bulbs go out on you recently?
Well,
Leslie.
I'm thinking about this. It's not what I thought you were going to say. And I know that this thing, because she had lung cancer when she passed, unfortunately, and the only thing I associate smoke with, you know, like,
is that
is it's really light, yes. And I didn't know if that was her way of trying to say, you'll know that's me.
She comes through and she says she's been, like, sending you 5 different ways. So I would say the olfactory nerve, the smell, that's one of the 5. So she's kind of been on your case and like, you're kind of, she's saying, I'm your cheerleader here, so I'm really trying to help you. You know, she's been around you the last 8 months, it's been tough, and she's going to help you the next 3 months. Like, I feel like you really want to make changes and good changes in the next 3 months. And I think that's in your mind. The next 3 months, you want something solidified, and she's saying she's doing her best in 5 different kinds of communication, like the Indian chimney smoke thing. You know, she's doing everything. She's pulling every trick out of the pocket.
You know, Indian guy says either there's an Indian guy here, or you know, I couldn't figure what it was.
She's just doing everything. She's doing all the signs that you would, you know, that they would do. So she's really been trying to get your attention. She says.
And then she's
should be doing something doing different. Is that why she's doing it, or she just wants me to know she's there?
She wants to know she's there, and that she's helping you with this part of your journey. I think you know this next chapter.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate Leslie. Wow, you know, I don't want to get too personal about myself, but remember, you and I discussed off the air with my grandfather, and here's what I want to ask you. Him and I made a pact that whoever would go first, we would haunt the other. In a friendly kind of way. Now, Do you believe in those sort of things?
You don't need to even make a pact. He would still have come in to give you signs. You didn't even have to say, let's try to have a couple words that we're going to, you know, say. He would have still come through, your grandfather. He has very strong energy. I think I remember saying that to you.
Yeah, you did. Yes. And one of the things was fooling with lights.
He actually said that before he crossed, because I feel like he wouldn't even have to have that pack with you. He would have still done it all, and you would have still gotten it, because I feel like you're really intuitive, and you would have gotten it anyways.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I have to tell you, I had this house, and I kept blowing out light bulbs, and they kept going out. And, you know, people say, you know, I don't believe it. You're crazy, this, that, and the other. But then they'd come over and visit, and I'd walk into a room, and boom. I mean, not explode, just burn out.
Right, you know. They just keep. Yeah, you just have to keep replacing them a lot more than normal. Exactly,
yeah,
and that kind of dry.
Strange thing. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with Carrie, the Hollywood Reporter, and you can find her at the Hollywood Reporter. I mean, what am I
Hollywood
saying?
Media.
Whoops, I read too much Hollywood Reporter. Can you tell I'm a talk show guy? Yes, Hollywood Medium. You can get tomorrow night's gossip on Hollywood Reporter. TheHollywoodMedium.com. All right, Carrie, hang on. I'll be right with you, okay? And everybody else, again, I want to say this. If you are on hold, I am going to get to you, because I appreciate everyone holding so long. I know that this is a lengthy situation with all these phone calls, 808-0810, as the last person dropped off. So I'm not going to leave you hanging. If you're saying, well, Drex, I've been on the phone holding for a half hour, don't worry, I'm getting to you. I know how long you've been on hold. I have a watch, you know, on the computer, so I can clearly see on the screen who's next. And we will continue on the Drex Radio Show next at KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous...
My guest this evening, once again, is Carrie, the Hollywood Medium, at thehollywoodmedium.com. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, can you make a pact with someone? If either one passes first, can I send you messages, this, that, and the other? And you said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but basically your explanation was, it'll happen anyway.
Yeah, I mean, even if you didn't come up with something that you agreed upon, you still would have, let's say after the fact, you would have said to him, please say, you know, try to give me some validation, please say this, or you'll know it's him, because you'll know he does certain things, or you'll have a certain thing in common that he'll know to come through. So, you know, when Houdini did that thing with his wife, that was limiting, because they did, like, I think they did like a word or something. I wish they would have done a lot more, you know, because I feel like that's limiting. You know, open it up, because I feel like there's a lot of other things to choose from that you would know it's him, your grandfather.
Well, then the other thing that I find strange is, you know, when I with ones who have passed, there are ones that will constantly reappear, and then there are other ones who I loved, and I know they loved me, but I don't see them.
They don't come through as much, but they still come through. But then there's the stronger energies, or your closer connections, the one you prefer to, or the one that you were closer to or had a stronger character. So they come through more. But I feel like a lot of them, they do come through, just not as much, though.
All right, here we go. Let's go back to the phones. The phones are full, as I said, as people drop off, 808-0810. Karen, good evening from Palo Alto.
Yes, my name is Karen. And I like to connect for my father, Wing.
And what's your specific question?
I just want to know how he's doing and if he has any messages for me.
Okay. This is funny. Did you ever learn, is there a memory? I think this might be more of a memory than currently, but he's showing me, did you ever learn how to use chopsticks at one point? You know how people trying to learn how to use chopsticks, it's kind of funny or humorous? There's like a memory around Do you know how to use chopsticks at all? Because like he's showing me like.
Yeah, I'm Chinese, so I, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, not everyone knows how to use chopsticks. He talks about the memory of learning how to use it. So how old were you? Do you remember that memory at all?
Gee, it must have been when I was 2 or 3.
Right. So he's talking about that time period around you and that was a really fun time. Was he around then? Because I feel like he's saying there was a lot of good memories around that time period. Do you remember any of that? Because he's saying yes. That time period, whenever you were learning, so however old you are, it didn't matter. He's talking about that time was a good time in life.
Yeah.
Like a good time in your life, in his life. He's saying yes. Okay. So but fast forward. So now he's talking about McDonald's. Like, I'm sorry, it's all these like, you know, food alliteration type things. But so now have you like either gone to McDonald's recently? Because he's showing me actually McDonald's. So, or is that a thing that you kind of don't go to McDonald's?
There for the last 30 minutes. Yeah, I was eating.
Okay, so he just wants to say he was with you and he witnessed it. He was with you when you went to McDonald's, because I don't know if I've ever gotten McDonald's in a reading. So you showed me the Golden Arches, McDonald's.
What did you have at McDonald's?
What was with you?
He loves food. That's interesting.
What did you eat at McDonald's? I'm curious.
French fries, Diet Coke, and McChicken burger.
Okay.
Whenever I see food like that, it's either you were thinking about McDonald's or you just went to a McDonald's and they just want to say that they're with you. That's how they do that.
Well, that's so about as current as you can get.
My mom too, since they kind of went close together.
Yeah, like he says right now, he says everyone is here. So whoever, like, I feel like you know more than just one person on the other side, right? There's like not just two people.
Well, there's him
people.
And my mom, since she went shortly after, and then
there's
my
other
brother.
People. Yeah, like he goes, everyone is here. Yeah, beyond asking about your mom, he goes, everyone is here. So that covers, I think, more people than just your mom. So he's saying, yes, everyone is here. And he's saying we're playing cards together. Like, you know, poker cards. Did the family play cards at all?
Well, he did like to gamble. He did always liked to play the lotto and scratch off.
I feel like they're playing a poker game up there.
I like to play mahjong. That's very interesting.
I almost want to say mahjong, but for me, like when I see cards sitting around a table, that's all the same thing to me. Mahjong or gambling. He's showing me they're all hanging out and doing that together. He's saying.
Oh. Oh, I hope you can hit the jackpot up there. Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right.
I guess so. All right. Thank you very much. Susie in Las Gatas, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, Susie Robertson.
First name only. What's the name of your loved one, the first name?
Aurelia.
Aurelia. And what is the question for Aurelia?
I just want to see how she's doing.
Okay, I was, you know what's funny, before you even finished that thought, I was going to say, you were going to say, I really miss her, because I feel like she's saying.
I miss her.
Right. Like, I feel like you were going to say that, because I feel like she's saying that to you. Does that make sense? She's doing a mirror image, like she was saying, I really miss her. Yeah. And then, 5 kids. So, is there five kids?
Six.
Okay, so she talks about the first five, so not the six, the first five. She wants to talk about the first 5 kids. So was there something more similar about 5 kids and one is a little different than the five? Is that what that is?
Well, I guess maybe my little brother.
There's five that's similar and one's a little different, maybe 5 girls and then 1 boy. But she's saying, okay, she's talking about the 5 kids. And
I have 2 sisters and 2 brothers. I mean, 3 brothers, excuse me.
She's saying, you know what she's saying? She's saying you should get along better. You should all get along better out of the five. Do the five, like, kind of, you know, kind of argue a lot?
I don't see any of the brothers at all. And my sister, my big sister, is kind of resentful about.
You see how she's sort of being, saying that she knows what's going on and saying everyone should get along better. Does that make sense? Because I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm dying. Yeah. Yes. I mean, yes. I'm dying in pain here from it. Yes.
So she's validating that she's around because she knows, you know, for all I know, all 4, 5 of you get along really well. So she's saying 5 of you should get along better. So she's really adamant about that for some reason.
Well, now, yes, you should tell your siblings, let's all get it together and make peace with each other. All right. Thank you very much. It's time for the KGO News Center. So let's take a break. If you're on hold, we will be with you. Our lines are full. You are listening to Carrie. She is the Hollywood Medium. You can find her at thehollywoodmedium.com. More of the Drex Radio Show after we check in with the KGO News Center on KGO 810.
There are so many hotels in this city.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.